For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The Chinese president has told his US counterpart that Beijing remains committed to the goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. During a phone conversation, President Xi Jinping and Donald Trump exchanged their views on the current situation on the peninsula. Xi Jinping says China has been adamant in preserving the international nuclear non-proliferation regime, maintaining peace and stability on the peninsula, and resolving the nuclear issue through talks. Trump says Washington is deeply concerned over the ongoing situation on the Korean Peninsula and attaches importance to China's essential role in resolving the issue. Also during the phone talks, President Xi noted that exchanges and cooperation between China and the United States in various areas have been moving forward. South Korea has reportedly finished the deployment of its anti-missile THAAD system. The arrival of four more missile launchers in the rural town of Seongju was said to have been met with strong opposition from locals. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has said the deployment can only severely damage regional security as well as raise tensions and antagonism. Seoul had already deployed two THAAD launchers at a former golf course. The approval rating for South Korean President Moon Jae-in has declined to below 70% for the first time since he took office. Results from the latest survey show the president had 69% of support this week, down 4.1 percentage points from last week. The survey involved over 1,500 voters and had a 95% accuracy level. The lower approval rating is believed to be resulting from the rising geopolitical risks on the Korean Peninsula, which was caused by North Korea's latest nuclear test. Pyongyang claimed on Sunday that it tested a hydrogen bomb warhead that can be loaded onto a ballistic missile with intercontinental capability. The U.S. Commerce Department has launched anti-dumping and countervailing duty investigations against imports of stainless steel flanges from China and India. The investigations were initiated after the coalition of American flange producers and its two members alleged that Chinese and Indian producers were dumping their products in the U.S. market, with margins ranging from about 78% to close to 260%. They also claimed that the governments of China and India were providing unfair subsidies to domestic producers. The U.S. International Trade Commission is scheduled to make its preliminary inquiry determinations around October the 2nd. The Trump administration has initiated 62 anti-dumping and countervailing duty investigations so far this year, up 41% year on year. Latest figures show China's service trade deficit narrowed in July. In that month, exports of services dropped 2% year on year to a little over 113 billion yuan, while imports slipped less than 2% to nearly 255 billion yuan. This has resulted in a deficit of just over 140 billion yuan, a drop of 30% compared with the previous month. Four bakery workers in Nanchang, Jiangxi province, have been detained after their products are believed to have made 120 children ill in three local kindergartens. The children showed symptoms of vomiting and abdominal pains on Tuesday afternoon after returning home. Investigations show all of them had eaten contaminated strawberry cake from the bakery. The police say the bakery did not have legitimate food production permits and have shut it down. As of Thursday morning, 32 of the children were still in hospital. Samples of the cake have been sent to a lab for tests. An Indian court has sentenced five convicts who carried out the explosions in Mumbai back in 1993. Two of the convicted have been handed the death sentence, with two others sentenced to life imprisonment and one to 10 years in prison. The serial blasts killed close to 260 people and injured more than 700 others. The mastermind behind the attack died in late June, just days after his conviction, while another conspirator was hanged in July 2015. At least seven coaches of a passenger train derailed in northern India earlier on Thursday. Officials say the accident took place near a station in the state of Uttar Pradesh and confirmed that all the passengers are safe as the train was travelling at low speed. A probe has been ordered into the incident. This is the fifth train derailment in the past 20 days. 15 U.S. states and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit to preserve a program shielding children brought to the United States illegally one day after the program was rescinded by the White House. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, was implemented in 2012 to essentially provide legal status for recipients for renewable two-year work authorization. Approximately 800,000 people have participated in the program across the United States, and they're often referred to as dreamers. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.